From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, it looks like fewer students are going to school. New census data shows enrollment fell by almost 3 million students last year, the lowest level in more than two decades. The biggest drop, preschool. Only 40% of 3 to 4-year-olds enrolled. Two, the fireball in the sky visible in Metro Detroit, elsewhere in Michigan Wednesday morning, apparently was a satellite. The American Meteor Society had 81 reports of the lights from Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Ontario. A Harvard astrophysicist believes it was a Russian spy satellite that had failed launch in September and then had been orbiting Earth. And number one, more on this in a moment, but U.S. authorities detained more than 1.7 million migrants along the Mexico border during the 2021 fiscal year. Arrests by the Border Patrol soared to the highest levels ever recorded, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection data obtained by the Washington Post. That's where we start hour three here of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I am here in Hillsdale at Hillsdale College, where students are on fall break beginning today. They're back on Monday, but a little fall break. Yeah, we got a fall break, we got a Thanksgiving break, and then, of course, we are done well before any need for a Christmas break for the fall term. But this term, I tell you, is steaming by. This is incredible. We are on week, next week will be week 9. Is it possible? My goodness. This term is absolutely flying by, and we'll be at the holidays before we know it. And time, despite what Dr. Fauci might say, time for people to get together with family and have fun and enjoy loved ones for the first time in quite a long time. My uncle called me on my birthday, which was back in June, and he's my godfather, and we played softball together, so you know we're fairly close. And in talking, I realized that we had not seen him in person since November, Thanksgiving of 2019. He's in Illinois. I'm in Michigan, which doesn't help things. But still, we missed all of those get-togethers, all of those holidays, all those reasons that we would be together as a family for essentially 2 years. I have not checked plans for Thanksgiving yet, meaning I just don't know where it's being held this year. But I'm certainly hopeful that maybe this year, for the first time in 2 years, we'll see each other. That'd be nice. See the family. Coming up this hour on the program, we'll talk with Tim Carney from the Washington Examiner. We'll talk about their Restoring America series that is now available. State Representative Andrew Fink will join us as well later on in this hour from Hillsdale and Branch counties. Last night, the head of Michigan's Department of Civil Rights told a group that that the new maps, the new districts drawn by the commission, illegally disenfranchise minority voters. Simply put, the department believes that maps presented by this commission violate federal civil rights law. Well, that could be a problem. We'll discuss that with State Rep. Andrew Fink and those tax credit scholarship programs as well. Two things I want to get to in this first segment. One piece of audio from Rochelle Walensky, who's the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, telling us yesterday that, you know what, if your school has a mask mandate, even if all the students become vaccinated, that school should keep the mask mandate. Once they have this ability, they're not going to give it away easily, clearly. Here's the audio yesterday. This is Rochelle Walensky on keeping masks on students even if those kids are vaccinated. Cut one.
Dr. Walensky on schools.
Yeah, maybe just picking up on that, you know, after we have authorization from FDA and recommendations from CDC, we will be working to scale up pediatric vaccination. That said, it will take some time. And as I just noted, as we head into these winter months, we know we cannot be complacent. We also know that from previous data that schools that have had masks in place were 3.5 times less likely to have school outbreaks requiring school closure. So right now we are going to continue to recommend masks in all schools for all people in those schools. And we will look forward to scaling up pediatric vaccination during this period of time.
Masks for everyone, masks forever is the rallying cry, I suppose, My kids attend a school that does not have a mask mandate, and it has not been a problem. Hillsdale College does not have a mask mandate, clearly, and it has not been a problem. In fact, the latest numbers we have here on campus, I believe, is two. We have two positive COVID cases on campus here at Hillsdale. But again, once they have the ability, and you know, the next excuse is, well, you know what? We've got to wear them for flu season each year because we know the masks will cut down, so we'll wear them for flu season. And then, well, why don't we just wear them in the spring as well, allergies and sneezing, and you never know what sort of germs might be transmitted. They will not easily give up this this ability they have now to coerce districts, to force children to wear masks, no matter what. No matter what the data actually says. The data on the border is bad. You know this. And in fact, Americans know this because we had that poll result yesterday. The support for a border wall among Americans is at its highest level dating back to at least 2016. That's the entire Trump administration. More Americans now support building a wall along the border than at any time during the Trump administration when it was actually a priority of the administration. Joe Biden has bungled the border so badly that he has turned support in favor of a border wall. Think about that. News from the Washington Post yesterday. Authorities detained more than 1.7 million migrants along the Mexico border during the 2021 fiscal year, which ended in September. Arrests by the Border Patrol soared to the highest levels ever recorded. Initially, they reported that it was the highest level since 1986. They had to run a correction and say, no, we're sorry. The highest levels ever recorded for arrests on the border. Illegal crossings began rising last year, the Post says, skyrocketed in the months after President Biden took office. During a confirmation hearing on Tuesday for Chris Magnus, the Tucson police chief that President Biden has nominated to lead the Customs and Border Protection, Republican senators pressed him to characterize the surge as a crisis. He called it a significant challenge, echoing the Biden administration's preferred term. Now, recall that Joe Biden quickly halted construction on the border wall. You may have seen pictures recently of all this fencing, millions and millions of dollars in fencing just sitting there. It's been ordered. It's there nearby. It is just sitting there, I guess, rusting away, not being used. He ended the Remain in Mexico policy, although that has now been reversed. And we have this surge that seems to be unending because the president has put out the welcome mat and did so on the campaign. And people in other countries heard it. They heard the call and they began the trek north to reach the border. 1.7 million migrants detained and more arrests than ever in recorded history by the Border Patrol. Joe Biden has done what seemingly couldn't be done by Donald Trump, which is make the border wall even more popular among Americans than when President Trump was in office. Amazing. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. so are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.